Thank you, Gary. Over the course of the past 2 years or so, the potential for revising USDA's cotton fiber demand estimates have been discussed extensively. And this presentation is one that provides an overview of that analysis. And I'd like to begin by acknowledging my co-authors on this project. Stephen McDonald is a colleague at the Economic Research Service, and Brad White interned at ERS this past summer. The USDA has long estimated and published data on fiber demand in the United States. Total fiber demand, also known as end-use demand or household demand, is used by many in government and industry alike to analyze overall trends, evaluate changes in the demand components, and also looking at the study of the fiber composition. This first chart illustrates total U.S. demand by fiber type. As indicated, demand is dominated by cotton and man-made fibers, with cotton accounting for an annual average of 40% over this time period. Today's presentation will focus on USDA's revisions to the cotton fiber demand estimates and the reasons behind these changes, and also conclude with the resulting lower household demand estimates. In this analysis, household demand is comprised of two things: U.S. fiber mill use, U.S. cotton mill use, here in, by textile mills, and also the net trade of cotton products on a raw fiber equivalent basis. And while U.S. mill use has been declining over the past decade, net imports have become the largest component of household demand. Also, yarn spinning efficiency has improved, as well as growth in textile recycling. These developments prompted USDA's reevaluation of the data. I want to provide a little background for you before getting into the details of the analysis. The Harmonized Tariff Schedule was first implemented in 1989 with the aim of categorizing each product that is traded. The Economic Research Service, with industry assistance, developed conversion factors to calculate the raw fiber equivalent estimates for each textile and apparel product that was analyzed. Each factor accounts for the fiber's content, the fiber type, and losses associated with spinning, weaving, and the apparel construction. Here's a simple version or illustration of textile product construction stages, where fiber is turned into yarn, fabric, or apparel products. And at each stage, as you could expect, there's some waste produced. Now, these conversion factors account for this waste, and along with the resulting raw fiber equivalent estimates, are used by the private and public sectors in a number of ways. For instance, the estimates are used to work in a global, estimating a global fiber demand, and also used in places such as the AMS Ag Marketing Service to help with the estimation of cotton's, or evaluating the cotton promotions research and checkoff program, where funds are collected to help the industry. In 2008, ERS interviewed a number of industry experts and determined that these spinning losses were outdated and inflated, and this led to this current project. So, to that end, the primary objectives of this analysis were to calculate revised spinning loss ratios to estimate new textile conversion factors, and after that, re-estimate the textile trade data and household demand by fiber, and then finally compare the results from the revised numbers estimates versus the previous numbers. Over the last 20 years, innovations in cotton spinning technology have reduced waste. Adoption of new technology occurred over time as competition led to existing plant updates. In addition, new investment rose with the cotton textile production shifting to developing countries. This chart illustrates how technology has reduced fiber waste over time. 20 years ago, ring spinning waste was estimated to be around 10% and open-end spinning waste about 6%. This has since been cut in half. During the earlier period, however, ring spinning accounted for virtually all of the cotton processed, and so the total waste estimates were near 10%. Recent research by the International Cotton Advisory Committee found that on a global basis, ring spinning now accounts for about 81% of cotton spinning, cotton processing, with the open end spinning accounting for the remaining 19%. So combining these estimated spinning proportions and waste associated with each type, a theoretical curve depicting waste estimates since 1989 was determined. ERS updated the cotton fiber waste estimates based on this curve. The revised estimates used in this analysis are shown here in blue and decreased over a 9-year period from the earlier estimates of 10% to the current level 5%. Once again, the stages of textile product construction are illustrated, and recall that each stage of construction produces waste, but also the recycling in recent years has helped minimize this waste, particularly in the spinning process. With this diagram in mind, let me move to the next one, and let's take it a step further. This chart shows a sample of the original conversion factors. Now this, when the yarn waste was estimated at 10%. So this would apply to the early period of the evaluation. Now this particular product code is for a overcoat or a coat, which is, I think, appropriate at this time here in balmy New Orleans, but this particular code or product has an estimated 65% made up of fiber. So 65% of the product weight is considered fiber in this particular instance. This is also a cotton man-made fiber blend with 25% shown as cotton in this case. In addition, the waste estimates are made with fiber waste at 10%, yarn waste at 4%, and then the fabric waste estimated at 14%. And then these variables are combined, and the product is the conversion factor. This is the way that the conversion is calculated for each fiber, although the estimates or the variables will change for each code, but this is a similar calculation that is made. Now, similarly, looking at the revised conversion factor for this particular code, the only difference is in the yarn waste estimate, and it was reduced from 10% to 5%. So once again, these variables are combined and a new conversion factor is computed. Now this next slide illustrates the effect of the last two slides. For example, 1 ton of the first in the first example, required about 437 pounds of cotton. The revised estimate required only about 414 pounds of cotton, a reduction of more than 5%. And again, I remind you that this is just for this particular code, and so each one would vary in the percentage changes. But this is the calculation that was made for each HS code that we have in the textile that we use to calculate the raw fiber equivalent of textile products. So looking at the cumulative effect, in this case on imported products, we see the noticeable differences beginning about a decade ago. And this is likewise on the export side. The similarities are there for obvious reasons. But combining these two, we get the total effects, and the revised cotton fiber demand is then compared, like I said earlier, with the original estimates. And then this chart shows that effect with a select number of years going back to 1989 that illustrate the impact of the revised data. Smaller effects or smaller differences are shown earlier in the time period as technology adoption began. As technology adoption increased, the differences became more pronounced. And based on this analysis, the most recent years indicate that U.S. fiber demand was reduced about 4% from the original estimate for the most recent time period. So in summary, this study analyzed the efficiency gains in the textile industry over the past 20 years. Results indicated that technology adoption had a significant influence, particularly in the last decade. Cotton spinning losses loss ratios were adjusted over time, and raw fiber equivalent conversion factors were updated to reflect these revisions. And USDA's cotton textile trade data and household fiber demand estimates were lowered based on this analysis. Now, this concludes my presentation, and I'd like to thank you for your attention. I'd be glad to take questions at the appropriate time, or my email address is there for future follow-up. Thank you very much.